It is also worth notice what has happened to James Tan points to any curtailment of free speech.
Members of the CPPCC must in principle abide by its constitution.
None would disagree with that. However, because of one country, two systems, Hong Kong people have much greater latitude in freely expressing their views than mainlanders do. James Tan has been dealt with as if he were a mainlander just because he has commented on a Hong Kong matter. It is questionable whether that is proper. Chen Wenge, who sits on the Standing Committee of the National Committee of the CPPCC, has said objections should be voiced directly to the CPG rather than openly. It is not clear whether he spoke his mind or quoted a CPPCC leader when he made that comment. However, it is out of keeping with the idea that Hong Kong is truly open and pluralistic for CPPCC members not to be allowed to voice their country views on Hong Kong affairs. Thanks for listening to Ming Pao Editorial brought to you by Franco Wong, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU.